Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The Secretary of State of Missouri, Jay Ashcroft, who joins us now. Thank you for being on with us today. We appreciate your time. Is that August 2nd date the correct date, please?
That is exciting. We're looking forward to it. I have to admit, right now, we're watching to see what the legislature will do in this last week of the legislative session. But we're excited when they'll be done, and we can just focus on that August 2nd primary, as you mentioned.
Yeah, so talk to me a little bit about what that legislature is doing. Like, you're holding your breath, waiting to see. They've got some big decisions to make. What are you focusing in on?
Well, the biggest thing was we had a major elections bill that we thought was dead, and then it actually, through a lot of work with Senator Crawford and some other people, we were able to get that passed by the Senate. It now just has to survive one vote in the House and go to the governor's desk. This would get us a real government-issued photo ID requirement. It would get rid of any ballot drop boxes in the state. It would ban Zuckerbucks or private entities trying to pay for our elections and put their thumb down on the scale. It's a whole host of things that will make our election structure stronger, more resilient, something that people can count on, while still making sure that it's easy to vote but hard to cheat.
Oh, easy to vote and hard to cheat. You know, because that's something that in the shouting back and forth between the political parties and the pundits that we see on TV and the radio show hosts that are just squawking all the time, we see people talking about voter fraud, and then we also see people saying on repeat that the 2020 election was the most secure election that ever took place. But one thing that gets lost in that is the idea that Republicans do want everybody to vote, and they want everybody's vote to count. And it seems like that's what you're saying here today, too.
Well, of course, when people know that the election is run fairly and know that their vote will count, then they will participate. But when you have the feds and other people, like, I love the federal government came out and said that the election was the most secure election that there had ever been. And yet we hadn't even counted all the votes then. It's like, how do you know? We just need to be forthright with the people, and we need to set up a structure where they can trust it, because elections aren't for bureaucrats. They aren't for elected officials. They're for we the people. It's how we make decisions and impose them on government.
We're speaking with Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. Tell me about what you need to have to vote in Missouri. Tell me what people need to do in order to make sure that they are ready and able to vote in that primary.
Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to make sure you register to vote. Make sure you're registered where you actually live. You can do that at your local election authority. Most of our libraries have election registration forms. You can go online to the Secretary of State's website to do that process. Get registered. And then when you show up to vote on election day, just bring some form of identification with you. We prefer you bring your driver's license, a passport, a military ID, something like that to prove who you are. But under our law, even if, let's say, you're walking in and you accidentally kick your purse or your ID into the storm sewer when it's raining, you can still go ahead and vote a provisional ballot. You'll use your signature to prove your identity. That will be checked after the election night closes, not before the election is certified. They will then say, yep, that's the individual's signature. They're allowed to vote, and count your ballot. So really all you have to do is register and show up on election day, and you will be allowed to vote.
Man, kicking your purse in IDs into a storm sewer in the rain sounds like a day I would have. I hope that's not predicting anything. Speaking with Jay Ashcroft, the Missouri Secretary of State, I get asked this question all the time. People who are motivated and who care deeply and passionately about the integrity of our election system. And they're, you know, normal, average Americans who just are patriots and they care and they want to be involved and they want to help. What are some of the options that they have to be a part of the process to ensure that it's done the right way?
Well, you know, what they can do right now is they can be calling their elected officials in the House and making sure that that election bill is brought up and that they push it across the finish line. And then, of course, they can reach out to the governor to make sure that he will pass it. But beyond that, we are always looking, election authorities across the state are always looking for poll workers, for people to actually work the polls to make sure the process goes smoothly, to help voters to make sure they know what to do so that their vote can count. And the political parties are always looking for poll watchers and poll challengers. The number one thing I would say to any Missourian, frankly, to any American, is we need you to get involved. This will never be a government of the people, by the people, for the people if we, the people, do not get involved. We see school boards are changing because of that. We see changes in our laws. We will see changes in our states and our elections only because people are getting involved. Get involved.
I love that message. And I think that people need, you know, they kind of feel it inside. They know that they want to be a part of the process to ensure that things are going right. And your encouragement there is great. Christopher on our YouTube channel right now said we should have national holidays for voting. I hear this from a lot of people quite often that it should be a holiday, that voting is made as easy and as accessible as it possibly can on that day. I'm just curious of what your thoughts are.
Well, first of all, I've got to ask, how do you have a YouTube channel? I keep getting kicked off of YouTube for videos that I put across.
We talk in code.
You're still there.
Well, you know what? You're talking about elections all the time. You and I are probably going to get bumped off YouTube for having a conversation with the Secretary of State of the state of Missouri. So I'm going to blame you if I get kicked off.
I apologized in advance. You know, one of the problems is if we make Election Day a holiday, then people go on vacation. And then I don't have poll workers.
That's interesting.
And the main thing we need are your neighbors, the people your kids played sports with, or the people you see at the grocery store, or that you go to your place of worship to worship with. We need those individuals. That's the last line of defense to make sure that our elections are run smoothly. We already have a difficult time finding poll workers. We've seen election authorities that have reduced their polling places, not because they didn't have the equipment, but because they didn't have the poll workers. And if we make that a holiday, then it's going to be even more difficult for me to find poll workers. So please don't do that.
I understand. I've never heard that be the response to that question. I think it's a pretty practical one. Speaking with the Secretary of State of Missouri, Jay Ashcroft, right now, let's talk about congressional maps in the state of Missouri. What's the process and how quickly are people going to know which district they're in?
Well, it's going to depend on whether or not the legislature passes something. And for weeks, for months, I've been calling on them to pass a good map. And unfortunately, we're at the point where I have to say, I hope they don't pass a map. Our local election authorities across the state are still changing voter data in their systems regarding state House and state Senate districts, because they need to know which district you're in to make sure that when you show up to vote, you get the right ballot and your ballot lets you vote for the person for the districts that you're in. They're not even done with that yet. And if the legislature passes a new congressional map in the last couple of days of the session, I'm worried that that information won't be put into the system correctly because of a lack of time and an inability to double check. And when it comes to running elections, we like checklists. We like double and triple checking because there just isn't time for that. And I'm afraid that we will see potentially a large number of people get ballots that are incorrect for them.
Man.
So
that's wild.
I would much rather this late in the day that we just use the same maps we used in 2020 and that we do new maps next year, because I'm really concerned about potential voter confusion. And we've got, what, 6 working days after Friday to get that information updated for every single citizen of the state. And I just think we're asking for trouble.
That's interesting. The delay on this Is it negligence that this hasn't been done yet? I feel like I've heard that Missouri is the last state to finalize their congressional district maps.
Well, you know, it's amazing that people like to blame states, but if you want to be honest about this, which we should be, the federal government had a responsibility by statute to provide the redistricting information to the state by December 31st of 2020. This redistricting data was not given to the state until September of 2021.
Wow.
So normally this redistricting would have been done in the session that started in January of 2021. But we didn't have that opportunity to do the redistricting because the federal government didn't do their job. And then we couldn't call a special session in June or July or August or even September of 2021 because we still didn't have the data yet. Yeah. Now, I guess technically, you know, in October or November, maybe we could have, but it takes a while once you get the data to go through it and figure out what you need to do. So really the problem here, the foundational problem, is that the federal government, go figure, didn't do its job. And now they want to blame the states.
Well, you know, I'm looking at the back and forth that has taken place, 627153, on the map, how it's going to be laid out in the state of Missouri. You're suggesting that we are running out of time. Is there a deadline in your mind, or are we at that point where you're saying, let's just use the maps that we had last time?
I've met with clerks maybe a month or two. They sent a letter to the legislature. Here it is, January 5th.
Wow.
They sent a letter to the legislature informing them of the time constraints and their inability to make sure that the election would be run smoothly if the maps were not passed in a timely fashion. In their letter of January 5th, they said, look, we have to have everything in place by May 24th. That's not just me saying that. That's the local election authorities across the state. The last day of session is the 13th. Which means that's 11 days, but what, about four of those days, if you count them, are going to be non-working days? They just don't have time to get it done at this late date. They'll do their best, but it is the legislature setting us up for a problem if they kind of foist off their inability to get it done in a reasonable manner and throw it at the clerks this late in the process.
Secretary Ashcroft, if they were to push it through and try to just get it done, and then there was some inconsistency in the data and people did get incorrect ballots, what happens?
Well, we see a further degradation of the faith that people have in our election processes. We would see lawsuits, and I'm willing to bet that the legislature would not happily stand up and say, yes, that was our fault.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that one. Thank you for coming on the show with us today. Where can people go? Where's the best place for people to go if they're not sure if they're registered or if they're registered at their current address? Where do you direct them to go to find out that information?
Call our office. We're happy to help them. They can just call 573-751-2301. We're here to help them, and we're happy to do so.
All right. We'll share that phone number with them, and we appreciate your time today, Secretary. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.